Across the Southeast, you are listening to Beat, and this is the Sunday Grill. And my next guest on the show is using his self-confessed nerddom to open a new retro gaming and collectible store in his hometown of Wexford Town. It's called Nerd Up. It's just off Wexford's main street. And Shane Hurley joins me to tell us more about it. You're very welcome, Shane.
How are you, Orla?
I'm very well, thank you. Your big hook is your nerddom. And I think, well, maybe I'm wrong. There's more space for nerds these days. It's almost cool to be a nerd. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, the tide turned somewhere a little bit when it was not ideal for me. So I was growing up and into adulthood when
it was
cool.
I
think that tide started to turn. Yeah.
And what made you a nerd as a teenager?
I don't know whether it was by default settings or whatever. Just genetically, I don't know, Arla, but I can. I just remember being engaged more by certain things, you know, and not engaged by others. Like, I wasn't interested in sports or watching TV or anything like that. But certain things, like, I didn't play with toys whatsoever, but I collected everything.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Just.
And it's hard to find your tribe, isn't it, when you're a teenager and you're not necessarily into GAA or like music or so. That's a tough
one. It is. But I definitely starting to see now, it is, like you said, it's cool and acceptable. And I think the internet is a big part of what brought that along. Like, you know what I mean? Because it allowed people to connect that were similar, you know, through YouTube and through videos and sharing ideas. Because the truth was, nerds were always cool. And a lot of nerds would come up with the ideas and come up with the technology of... Yeah. You know, so the internet definitely gave them a voice.
Oh yeah,
we're in a really good place with it now.
Social media was definitely invented by nerds.
Oh, absolutely, it was. It was made into a film. The social network, about Facebook, anyway.
And my students, I teach a few media courses, and my students recently went to MegaCon, and there was a guild of nerds there that they were very excited about and wanted to be in. So it is.
Believe it or not, I was meant to be there at that.
Oh, really?
I was. I couldn't make it. But
And you're not in the guild of nerds?
No.
It's that sort of thing, isn't it? Stuff like MegaCon and Comic Cons coming to Ireland that has made it more accessible for people who mightn't be interested in more broad hobbies to meet their tribe and meet people who are into the same sort of programs and, you know, anime or as they are. So would you agree with that, that it's easier now to find?
It is. I kind of said before, it's, you know, when you're nerdy about anything, like whether it's, you know, games or anime or anything like that, I think, and I'm not sure exactly why, but we can be very, anxious people and very keep ourselves to ourselves, maybe not the best socially and stuff like that, but there's something about when you throw a bunch of nerds together, like whether it's in somewhere like here, like this shop or something bigger like Comic-Con or something like that, that, you know, we just come out of ourselves and the enthusiasm is almost like infectious.
Yeah. Finding your tribe, which must feel infectious.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
So 20 years ago, what did you do to find your tribe when there wasn't things like that in Ireland?
Honestly, I don't know. Nothing really. Like, I mean, you just... there was a couple of people, like a couple of friends like me in school or whatever, in primary school, and we kind of share, you know, stories about what game we were playing in the evening before the internet, stuff like that. But it was very few, like it was mostly like, you know, lads playing sports and things like that. But honestly, nothing really. I remember when I was like in primary school, I'd say around third class or something like that, I used to keep my lunch money to go down to, there was a shop that sold secondhand video games on cassette for the Commodore 64. Okay. And I would go down there to talk to the man about the games on the Commodore 64 and pay 50 pence per game and stuff like that. And that was what I wanted to do at lunchtime.
Yeah. And now you're doing kind of the same with your own shop called Nerd Up. So this just opened recently, just off the main street there in Wexford Town.
Yeah, just the end of November there, basically going into Christmas. We opened and it's going really well.
And what have you got there? What sort of stuff are you selling?
I'm looking around there right now, so it's full of, like, you know, toys, like Star Wars toys and video games, a lot of older video games like Super Nintendo and Sega Mega Drive. Got a lot of, like, albums on cassette, believe it or not. Like, not vinyl, because, of course, I was into collecting cassettes because they don't make them anymore.
Okay.
A lot of horror movies, just collectibles, manga, anime, and graphic novels. So all sorts of stuff there.
Brilliant
old
stuff.
Technology as well.
And do you find it, you're starting to create a community there at Nerd Up?
Yeah, it is happening. And it's been really beautiful, to be honest with you, because people have, you know, I've gotten to know some lads now in the last few months that have just, they kind of come here like a ritual, like once a week, or they come and, you know, they have conversations and they just hang out for a while, which is kind of cool. Like, and there's definitely that connection again kind of happening.
Yeah,
and
then
we have, yeah, we have some events as well. Like, I have the PlayStation Cup happening. Then in 3 months' time, I'm having Nintendo Cup. 3 months after that, Sega Cup. And then the last one of the year will be the Xbox Cup, and then repeat next year. And
brilliant.
It's, yeah, it's, you know, the trophy is ordered. So there's an actual trophy and an actual plaque going up in the shop too. So you can get your name etched into it. Like, you know, because I think bragging rights are kind of work more to people, like, to have your name up in the shop than for any prizes, but there are prizes, of course. And then we have stuff like, you know, table quizzes, and there are other shops in Wexford now as well, like, you know, Dragon Horde Games opened, and they're like, they're doing tabletop games like Warhammer and Dungeons and Dragons and stuff like that. So that's great. So, you know, I like linking in with them as well whenever I can. And Mountain Gremlin Games are across the bridge in Castlebridge, and they do all the kind of Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh cards and a bit of Warhammer as well.
It must be brilliant to see from your teenage years, seeing that it's come so far now, and that you're part of it as well in Wexford Town. Have a look at the Instagram. It is Nerd Up, and Shane's name is underneath it, Shane Hurley, and you'll see some of the stuff that they are doing. But it's great to see. And Shane, thanks a million for talking to me this morning about the life and times of a nerd, I suppose, is what we'll say.
Thanks very much, Orla.
Thanks a million.